Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Of course, you can join us toll free, and we'll give you those numbers here in a moment. We've also got Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. You can always bring up anything that you want to discuss. The toxic waste spill story. We actually haven't really talked much, if at all, about that, and it's pretty big news. Mark, I believe you have a version of that. Apparently, my understanding is the EPA actually caused this toxic spill, which apparently is still spilling as we speak. Is that right?
That's my understanding of the story.
By the way, it's Ian, Derek, and Mark in the studio with you. Tell me more.
Yeah, from the antimedia.org, the Environmental Protection Agency, the federal organization in charge of finding and arresting people and companies for damage done to the environment, spilled over 1 million gallons of toxic waste into the Animas River in Colorado this week. The waste came from an abandoned mining operation, I believe it was a gold mining operation, and turned the entire river in a disgusting shade of bright orange.
Wait, is it gold that's in the river?
There's gold, and then there are rivers.
As get I down there with a pan and start sifting.
There's so much gold in, like, the ocean and these sorts of places that if you could somehow get it, you'd be rich, but it's just, you know, it's dissolved, essentially. Mm. So it's not available. I don't know. I mean, that's just something I read someplace.
So this is from a gold mining operation?
Yeah.
Wow.
The EPA admitted earlier this week that the spill occurred while workers from the agency were using heavy machinery to open the Gold King mine, an operation that was shut down some time ago. While trying to enter the mine, the machines busted a shaft that was filled with wastewater, creating a leak into the river. At first, the EPA had attempted to downplay the spill and act like there was nothing wrong here, but they were heavily criticized for those initial statements.
Yeah, I know. So have they released the names of the people who caused this accident?
No way. They're going to protect them, I suspect.
Dave Ostrander, the EPA's regional director, told reporters in a later statement that it's hard being on the other side of this. You know, Dave.
You mean being a polluter?
It's really not hard being on the other side of it, Dave, because you will have very few ramifications, if any. There won't be the only financial ramifications really possible for you is the possible loss of your job. But for many companies, people end up, you know, potentially in prison, huge fines beyond their future job. They wish they could just lose a job. So, you don't even know what it's like to be on the other side of it. Mm. It's insulting to people who have had to deal with regulatory agencies all across the world and the United States to suggest that you are on the other side of anything, Dave Ostrander.
Well, let's count our blessings. At least Dave is coming out and speaking. He's saying something on behalf of the agency. I just wanted the name of the guy who messed up, and I guess I'm never going to get that.
Well, I like the idea of the boss getting out there ahead of it rather than the individual. So, some guy driving an excavator that knocks a hole in a pipe.
Well, why was he doing it anyway? Why is that his responsibility? I'd like to know. Is this one of the things where the federal government steps in and says, like, well, we're the EPA, and we're the only ones who can do this safely. You see, this is a very dangerous operation, so you can't have your own guys open up the mine. You need us to do it, and then they screw it up?
Could be that. I don't know the answer. Dave says, we're very sorry for what happened. This is a huge tragedy. It's hard being on the other side of this. Typically, we respond to emergencies. We don't cause them. It's something we sincerely regret. I'm surprised you didn't say mistakes were made.
Right.
Not I effed up, right? We effed up. Mistakes were made. However, some people are not willing to let the EPA off that easily. Even some politicians have rightly pointed out that the EPA should be treated in the same way that any company or private individual would be treated if they poisoned the river.
But that's meaningless.
It's impossible.
Right. I mean, if you think about the way they treat other companies, would be they sort of force them to pay fines, right? Like, that's one of the things that's going to happen. If the EPA swings in there and comes down on you for something, if you're allowed to continue operating, you will continue operating after you pay them a hefty fine. So what happens when the – what is the EPA going to do? Pay themselves a fine? Is that the idea?
No, I think they should fine us. They should just issue a new fine for everybody else and just collect more money
from the EPA. Fine from the taxpayers.
Yeah. Well, we are the government,
right? We made
a
mistake,
and we need a little more money. Sorry about that. It's probably your fault for not giving us enough in the first place,
right.
So take some more.
I think the
you're the government after all. Now pay up.
this politician that's suggesting the EPA be held to the same standard doesn't. I haven't seen him be more clear upon that. But what should happen here is that everybody in that region, the EPA's particular region, or maybe everybody in the agency should take a pay cut to pay whatever fine it is to pay it back to the American people in the form of a tax rebate.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, Can you imagine the bureaucracy that it would take to create? To administer that rebate, you'd pay for you'd have to pay for the bureaucracy, and it would suck all the money out of whatever the rebate would be.
A rebate isn't the same thing as the check, like George Bush sent back in 2000 and whatever.
Uh-huh.
If you recall those, maybe it was 2000, 1999, 2001. I don't know what it was. If you recall those checks, yes, there was a lot of money involved in basically a propaganda scheme to send checks to people. That's not what I'm talking about. A tax rebate is the amount that you take off of your income tax. It would just be essentially a credit. Like if you buy a solar panel or something like that, you get a rebate. Well, that just allow people to take a certain amount off of their taxes in the form of a rebate.
You are a dreamer.
I am. At least it's a lot better system.
All right. So now what's happening?
In a statement released on Thursday, Taylor McKinnon of the Tucson-based Center for Biological Diversity said that endangered species downstream of the spill are already affected by some the same toxic compounds like mercury and selenium that may be in this waste. Taylor McKinnon of the Tucson-based
happening?
This is a river in Colorado that feeds into the Colorado River, I believe. These species are hanging on by a thread, and every new bit of toxic exposure makes a bad situation worse. EPA's downplaying of potential impacts is troubling and raises deeper questions about the thoroughness of its mine reclamation efforts.
So had they left this mine alone,
yes.
Right, it would have been okay.
Yes.
So they were going in there, they were trying to tap into this old mine with a shaft full of toxic remnants
from
mining, and
yes.
I'm not really clear on what their goal was in the first place.
Maybe they wanted the gold.
They're reclaiming the land from an old mine. They're trying to make it good or something.
Okay, because there's not enough land out there.
And they...
What?
Well, I don't know. It seems like it would have been certainly better if they would have left things alone, but then that wouldn't be new jobs, shovel ready, or whatever.
Hmm.
So, I mean...
What can you do with an old mining site? Exactly.
Turned into a dump? I don't know.
Hmm.
I suppose you can do lots of things with it. I'm sure somebody out there somewhere has a really great story about some mine that's been turned into something great.
So yet again, you've got the government being the number one polluter. This is essentially a retelling of a new story that Dr. Mary Ruart, I think, expresses very well in her book, Healing Our World, where she talks about how it was the U.S. military that has for a long time apparently been the top polluter in the United States, more so, I believe she claims, than the top four corporate polluters combined. And so I wonder how the EPA ranks in there now with the U.S. military with this one under their belt, because this is a mess.
It is. It is a huge mess. And the idea that the last I saw, they were still dumping like 500 gallons an hour or a minute. It was a disaster still going on. They haven't stopped this.
Right.
They, all they can do is, oh my goodness, you're doing something bad. We're going to give you a fine. That's what they've got. Apparently.
They can't exactly stick their finger in the dike on this one.
No. They I don't know how you would.
Right.
You can't even drive an excavator into it. Apparently.
Wow.
So. Well, I'm hoping to hear some outrage from the environmental activists who complained about oil spills. I hope that they'll be just as hard on the EPA.
Yeah, I wonder what their response is to this. The toll-free number here, if you want to share your thoughts, 855-453, or maybe you've got an answer to Derek's question there, 855-450-3733. Coming up, space lettuce. So we'll find out what that is here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now, more Free Talk Live, continuing here. Our toll-free number is
855-453 if you want to join us on the radio waves. The studio hosts tonight include me, Ian.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number again, 855-453. We've got Skype. Skype on in here. Username's lrn.fm, so feel free to use that if you got it. Hopefully you will, because I think it sounds a lot better than the telephone. And also, if you're online, whether it's on your smartphone or your laptop, your desktop computer, you can get ProXPN to protect you from prying and spying, perhaps your own internet service provider, saving your surfing history, saving the search terms that you're entering. What about people trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets to get your bank account info and things like that? You can stop that from happening by encrypting your data connection with ProXPN. Get started right now for free at proxpn.com/FTL. And on, by the way, use code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off to get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with that code FTL50. It breaks the price down to around $5 a month. And with that premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, and get past regionally blocked websites. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. We'll talk more about the EPA being a major polluter here in a moment, but first, we got Jonathan on the line in Atlanta. Jonathan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead.
So, I don't know if y'all have seen this poll going around the internet. It's pretty popular. It's isidewith.com. You take this long, pretty detailed poll, and it tells you what politicians you side with and what political parties you're closest to. It's like, it's a pretty decent poll, but I came across a question. I want to get y'all's opinion on it. So, okay. I want to read you the question and then explain to you why I'm confused on the question, or why I don't really know what my answer is. So it says, should corporations and unions be permitted to fund advertisements backing political candidates through super PACs? So my initial thought, you know, being a libertarian that I am, is thinking, well, government shouldn't be able to tell people what to do with their money, so why not? But normally when you talk about free market principles, you're talking about voluntary interactions between two individuals. This is not a voluntary interaction necessarily between two individuals. It's an interaction between a corporation, which you can argue is an individual because it's owned by an individual, but the other half of that is government. So should we still apply your basic free market principles to a interaction that is going on with a person and government? This whole thing behind super PACs is the reason why the establishment is as strong as it is, and why our politics are as screwed up as they are. So what is the libertarian answer to super PACs?
It's the same answer as the answer to this question. Should the federal government be represented as a sword with blood on it or an atomic bomb dropped on people? The fact is that you can't have as a liberty minded person, you really don't have an opinion on this, because what they're asking you is, what sort of corruption would you like inside the government? And none is the answer to that.
You can't have that.
Yeah, what's that?
You can't have no corruption.
Well, you can't have no corruption. Yeah. That's why even any government's going to have corruption, but mm-hmm. I would advocate for competition amongst governing bodies in order to reduce that.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen right now, so let's focus on the issue at hand here. What is the libertarian position about campaign finance? Is there one?
I don't think there is one.
I think it would be don't criminalize giving money.
Yeah, I would say the answer is that there should be no restrictions at all on giving people money. And, of course, the reason why these super PACs or whatever has come out, as I understand it, is because of campaign finance so-called reform. There's this big push to get money out of politics, which, of course, you're never going to see that happen. So what they do is they sort of shuffle the deck, they move the cups around on the table, and they, try to make it look like they're doing something to, well, we've cracked down on campaign
campaign restriction or campaign finance restrictions. You can only give $2,000 a year as a person, but if you give money to the super PAC, then the super PAC can support all kinds of different things so long as they're not officially supporting a candidate, right? Isn't that, I think that's what Daryl said the other
Pretty
night.
Much.
The super PAC can,
yeah.
Like the super PAC can't officially be behind the Rand Paul campaign or Bernie Sanders, but they can pour all kinds of money into efforts that ultimately do support them. So anyway, you slice it, the system is going to be, you can use it to give more than the sort of the required maximum amounts if you're creative. And so the people that know the system are able to pull this off.
They're plenty creative.
But if you just abolish the restrictions in the first place and make it so that anybody can give any amount to whoever they want to, then I think that solves the problem. I think that's probably the most libertarian position, although there are probably people out there screaming right now at their radios about how terrible that would be because, well, big money in politics.
Yeah, I tend to sort of be on the other side of this. I mean, I would say that, look, if you're going to have organizations that have that are given power by the government in the sense of corporations and unions, in my opinion, a corporation is the only person that the state can actually have dominion over because they create it. Yeah, and I mean, and a union is really just another incorporation tactic, and the unions only have most of their power simply because of their collusion with government. So no, I would personally say at this point is that since we're talking about different ways to have corruption inside of the political process, that I would prefer my corruption not come from unions and corporations. This is not a liberty-oriented question. This is a question about aesthetics and preferences.
So wait, I just want to be clear. Are you in favor of allowing anyone to give to whoever they want?
People with beating hearts.
Okay. So individuals, you're saying wipe out the campaign finance maximums.
Yeah.
But for corporations, disallow them from contributing at all?
Yeah, corporations and unions.
That makes a lot of sense because they're created by government. So government can't go fund itself.
In the case of union, union is an organization of people that gets together, but they have worked so heavily with governments on state and federal levels in order to get the powers that they have.
Wait a minute, though. Aren't there certain kinds of unions that are government unions and others that are private?
There are.
So,
yeah.
So would you allow for that distinction?
Like, no. There would be no distinction because the private sector unions have most of their power because of laws that come from the state and federal government.
Right.
So that's the problem.
You're tough.
Yeah. I'm okay with the idea of if you're going to allow individuals to give as much as they want, then there's no reason to have corporations or unions giving, right? Because then everybody
they may be able to do pre-tax dollars. That might be the reason. So a corporation can give prior to, you know, giving a paycheck. If a corporation gives its paycheck to a CEO, that CEO is taxed on it. The corporation isn't taxed on that because that is a liability against their ledger. In the same way that a donation may be considered a liability. I don't know the specifics.
There you go. You got a few opinions there, Jonathan. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Can you get money out of politics? I mean, who really believes that stuff? I understand the people that are, you know, supporting Bernie Sanders probably are big fans of that idea. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Skype is lrn.fm.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us via Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Send a quick contact request over to us on Skype first. We'll approve it as soon as we notice it, and then you're good to go to call on Skype from that point forward. How about 25% off of Amazon? How about 30% off of Amazon? It's possible. Daryl W. Perry, our Friday night co-host, just got an item on Amazon for 30% off with Purse.
Wow. If you're willing, it's pretty rare.
Yeah. If you're, well, I don't know how rare it is, Mark, but if you're willing to wait, you're more likely to get 30% off.
You also have to have the right sort of purchase price, too. It has to be sort of in that sweet spot.
Okay. I don't know anything about that. But I know that on Purse, I've gotten as high as 29% off. I've gotten something a little higher than that. Anyway, purse.freetalklive.com is where you can go. The average discount is 20%, so that one's easy to get. And you can basically choose your discount by paying with Bitcoin for the things you want on Amazon. It's incredible. It works. I think we've all done it. Derek, you've done it. We've all participated at Purse multiple times. I've done it for more than 6 months, even from before when they were advertising with us. It's awesome. Purse.freetalklive.com. When you sign up through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small percentage of your future purchases. So once again, get started at purse.freetalklive.com. And if you don't have any Bitcoin yet, we'll tell you how to get that a little bit later here
tonight. So we were talking about campaign finance and also the idea of this toxic waste spill coming from the government in Colorado. We'll talk more about that. But I think that, you know, the question about the campaign finance is really kind of an interesting one. I mean, we are entering the campaign season, and essentially the question was, well, what is the libertarian position on these super PACs and campaign contributions in general? And I think that, you know, the libertarian viewpoint is that you shouldn't use aggression against peaceful people. There's the so-called non-aggression principle, which is why I think that it's correct to say that this really isn't a question that has a necessarily libertarian answer. I mean, the truly libertarian position would be that the government shouldn't aggress against peaceful people, and then if you want to go and vote, then okay, whatever. If they're not aggressing against you, if they're not forcing you to pay for their system, then they can make up whatever damn rules they want to for their voting system, right? Like, if it's just their private company and they're providing services like repairing the street or something like that, and they want to do that somehow with some kind of democratic voting system, whatever the rules are, they can set them however they want. If your option is to participate, if you can choose to opt out of it and not, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not paying for you, which means I don't get to vote for whatever it is you're deciding to do. So I think that, that, you know, having the government be an optional thing would be the most libertarian position you can take. Otherwise, you were just bickering over how the system should be set up, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You know, like many of these polls, the way that they're not worded for people who believe, you know, hardcore libertarians like us.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'd be written by hardcore libertarians.
Right. They're worded, you know, in this case, the question was something to the effect of, should corporations and labor unions be able to fund campaigns through super PACs or something like that? And, you know, like, I like the idea that if you're going to cut out corporations funding elections, that you're going to cut out labor unions and vice versa. I like that idea. That sounds like it's going to get these, you know, get the organizations I don't like out of politics. That's all fine and dandy. But that's not a libertarian position. The libertarian position is that you shouldn't be able to vote or appoint somebody through the voting process that is going to initiate force against me in my life. Now, they may be able to, you know, be in charge of retributive force, but that's a different story.
To what extent is a campaign contribution analogous to, you know, hiring a hitman or hiring someone to do something dangerous to you or to dangerous to others?
That's an interesting question, because if you give a hitman money, you are guilty of essentially causing a hit if it actually does happen.
Whether he succeeds or not,
right? If you're guilty, it's conspiracy.
So you're contributing to any of these candidates, any number of which could become the next dictator in chief. Mm-hmm. And how responsible are you for giving any dollars to them?
Well, that's an excellent question, because it depends on, I guess, you know, there's different ways you can argue it. You can argue that any support of a politician who has any level of support for the government and its aggressive violence is, by proxy, aggressive violence against your fellow man. You could also argue that someone is giving a campaign contribution because they believe that person is the least of the evils, and that they know that someone is going to win that particular election.
So self-defense.
So they would like the master who is going to whip them less often, and so they would argue that they weren't intending to support the violence. They were only intending to support less violence, given that their choices were all violence of some level, shape, or form. I mean, even Ron Paul wasn't a perfect libertarian, although he was darn close to it. You know, so would you be able to argue that supporting Ron Paul was supporting aggression? There's a roundabout argument for that. Whether that really holds much water with people, I don't know. Share your thoughts with us here. 855-450-FREE. So I think that, you know, the best choice would be to allow people to give contributions. And I like Mark's idea of not having corporations do it, because really a corporation or a union is a way to cover for somebody who wants to give contributions, right? So because there's a limit to the personal contributions that you can give to someone, I think it's $2,000 in federal campaigns. Well, if you want to give some candidate more than $2,000, you give $2,000 from yourself, and then you give $2,000 from your corporation or whatever the limits are there. Mm-hmm. I think they're similar. So then you've given $4,000, but it only looks like you've given $2,000 on paper because the rest of it was covered up by this corporation. Because the corporation gives the $2,000, does that mean that every board member of the corporation agrees with that particular political candidate?
Or that every employee.
Right.
This is one of the problems with the union aspect. Is the union is supposed to be a sort of a ground-up organization of all the people that are in accord. They are in unity on this this issue, and you know as well as I do, these unions force people to participate. If you want to work in that line of work in that particular state, you've got to be part of the union, and then the union decides how they're going to fund candidates, usually Democrats, and there can be plenty of Republican union members that don't want to do that.
Absolutely. So I think that when a corporation is giving, if you will, it's somebody deciding at that corporation to do that, not necessarily with 100% agreement. So I think getting rid of corporate contributions like that and allowing for individual contributions puts more transparency in the process, but then it kind of begs the question of, well, should there be a system? Since we're talking about changes to the system, acknowledging that the system still exists and is probably going to continue to exist for a little while, much to our chagrin, but acknowledging that, what are some of the other tweaks? Because obviously some people want to have lots of requirements on reporting, like if you give more than $200, you've got to give your name, you've got to give your address, you've got to give your occupation as well. There's certain requirements on that. I believe that if it's under $200, they don't have to collect that information from you, and I think that's your total campaign contributions if they total more than $200.
Is that any campaign or just one campaign,
I believe. So there are some people who are going to say, well, yeah, we need to get personal information about who's donating. We can't just have these candidates.
Who's we? Who's collecting that information? And what are they doing with it?
The FAO. I'm forgetting
Federal
what it's
Election,
called.
FEA.
FEC, Federal FEC, Elections Commission. I was thinking FTC, but that's Federal Trade. So okay. Federal Elections Commission, they collect all this data. So if you want to right now, Derek J., you can go and you can pull up information about, well, who's donated to Bernie Sanders, who's donated to Ron Paul.
I don't think that's good.
Rand Paul.
That sounds dangerous. That's a list. That's like a list that people would use to say, like, oh, well, who supports this candidate? Now I want to target them.
Well, right? So far they haven't really done that with the Ron Paul campaign, 2008, 2012.
Well, that's good.
When you say target them, you mean like for tax return kind of stuff or violence or what?
I would just say for anything. It should be people's personal business who they give money to. Like, why? I don't think I should end up on a list if I buy gum in the store, and I don't think I should end up on a list if I support a candidate. It's nobody's business.
Well, I think that there's an argument for it, but there's also the argument that it is interesting to know who gives to what candidates out there, right? Like, oh, so-and-so's given to Bernie Sanders.
Oh, yeah, it's very interesting to spy on your neighbors.
That it is.
I mean, that's a little too, like, peeking out your window and watching everybody for me. I think that's just, leave it alone.
Toll-free now. I know there's some people out there that are probably upset right now hearing this conversation. Our toll-free number is 855-453. They want to see, more transparency, more giving over of information about political financing. How do you feel about it? Our toll-free number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We
the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys. I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Back now, more Free Talk Live here for you. 855-453 is our number if you want to join the discussion. Whether you want to talk about the toxic waste spilled by the EPA, or campaign finance restrictions and the ideas of liberty, how do they mix, if at all? Our toll-free number again, 855-453, or join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio, you've got Ian,
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out more of Derek J. over on his website, TheDerekJ.com. Now, you did a Speedo event yesterday, and I want to talk more about that here in a little bit. Are there pictures up on your website yet?
Oh, no, there aren't pictures, but, you know, now that you mention it, I'll add some.
You should totally do that. We'll talk more about why, what happened yesterday, why Speedos matter, and that's all, that's all coming up here. 855-453, but TheDerekJ.com for more of him. Let's go to Michael. He's in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Welcome, sir.
I was just calling, listening to you guys talk about the finance reform on the funding and the problem with, like, privacy, but also being able, you know, having, keeping off the list and stuff. But it sounds like it just ends up trapped in a circle. I mean, you want it to not have people donating more than enough to prevent just being controlled by the top. But then the only way you can make sure people aren't donating too much is tracking it. And then when you want it tracked, then you want to have, you know, transparency so you know it's not getting corrupted. But the instant it's transparent, the government's giving out your information saying who you're talking to and who's donating to who. Sounds like you just get stuck in a big circle of just going around and around with it being impossible to track which way it wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm kind of leaning towards what Derek Jay is saying here, the sort of the pure position of money should be allowed to be given and received by and whom, whoever, without any kind of restrictions, without any kind of tracking. I can see where he's coming from. I could also see where someone's coming from to say, well, you know, it's interesting to know if Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush are both getting contributions from Philip Morris or Texaco or whatever. Now, of course, we're talking about an ideal world where even corporations would not be able to give, only individuals would be able to give. But you know they're going to be corrupt anyway, so what does it even matter who's giving to these people? You know they're in the pocket of industry. Does it really even matter which industry? I think you can argue that it is interesting to know those details, but at the same time, the other side of that is you don't have any privacy either.
Yeah, I mean, you really get stuck there because you don't want to hear that, oh, you know, we didn't matter because they just found, you know, three billionaires who gave $100 million each. But at the end of the day, you're like, well, if I decide I'm going to support Donald Trump or some nonsense, you know, I want to know that, hey, my information's not out to all my neighbors, you know.
You bring up a really good point that the mentally ill shouldn't be able to donate either. That's a Donald Trump joke.
Did he make that joke?
No, Donald Trump. Anyone who would, my contention is anyone who would give his campaign money is mentally ill.
Oh, because he's rich or because he's a bad guy?
Like, you couldn't just fund his own.
That's what he's doing right now. He's running for his next television show.
good for him. He's doing a great job of
it. The circus that is electoral politics in this country now has in the center of the ring, the clown on the unicycle.
I say troll him hard. I don't know what he's. I mean, I think it's great. I don't agree with what the guy says really, but I do like the fact that he is at least intellectually honest enough to refuse to support the Republican candidate. I gotta hand him big credit for that one.
Plus, you might not like he's saying, but at least he's not lying about it. Nobody agrees with what anything.
Well, he may be lying. I mean, we don't know what he's. There's a good chance he's lying about some stuff, but at least in some areas he's been more honest, or at least more intellectually honest than some of his competitors. Michael, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. My toll free number is 855-450-FREE.
About Trump, what's been refreshing to see is that he takes a position. There's so many politicians who just are so wishy-washy about where they stand, or they flip-flop. At least he is bold enough to say where he stands and stand up to that.
And buck the party, too, because during that debate, I didn't see this, but Daryl told me that at one point they ask the candidates, well, presuming you don't win the nomination, will you pledge your support of whoever the Republican nominee is? And he was the only person who refused to pledge to support whoever the nominee is.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing Ron Paul would have done, by the way. And I'm not saying he's equivalent to Ron Paul. There's a huge ocean of difference between those two people, but the one similarity between them.
How do you know what Ron Paul would have said on that issue?
Asked that question and he refused to. He refused to. You don't remember that?
I don't remember that.
I suspect he was asked that question on both 2008 and 2012, but I know for a fact he was.
But he never did run as anything but a Republican.
Not in within the last decade.
Was the question asked by Fox of Ron Paul?
Yes.
Oh, I don't recall.
Paul, I don't know.
I don't recall who was because moderating that debate.
It seemed like there was a clip. You say you didn't watch the debate.
I saw like a brief clip of it, but that's it.
It seemed to me as if the Fox pundits or the people who were moderating the event said they wanted Trump to look bad. Like they sort of gave him a few. I guess whatever this hardballs, the opposite of softballs.
You'd say they were piling
they set
on
him up
him.
For. Yeah, they set him up for things like raising his hand alone. You know, I think they expected that answer.
Well, he wanted to talk about things like the economy and foreign policy and things like that. And they never gave him an opportunity. They did treat him in many ways like a clown on a unicycle.
Okay.
And I don't think, frankly, he deserves much more than that. But that's my opinion of the candidate. I don't take him seriously. I'm not going to take him seriously. If I have a choice between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, I'm going to vote no.
Yeah,
you
know.
Like, I'm just not going to go.
I'm not taking it seriously like it's a real election or that these guys I respect. I'm just saying, like, if I treat it like an episode of Survivor or something, I can see an alliance building between the Fox News people and the Jeb Bush people.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
And they're really against the Trump people. They're trying to position the Republicans away from him. It seems.
Which is what they were trying to do with Ron Paul, right? I mean, they were trying to pile on to Ron Paul if they were saying anything to him. Otherwise, they try to ignore him. I guess in this case, they're going with the pile on direction with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I did read also that the Fox contributors or whoever, the moderators, actually had the plurality of the floor time at the debate. They actually spoke. Apparently, they spoke like 30-something percent of the time compared to the other candidates.
Hmm.
So it was mostly them yammering.
A lot of editorializing.
Yeah, exactly. At least that's what I read. Like I said, I didn't watch the actual debate. I got better things to do. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got a lot to talk about, including Speedo Day. Let's talk a little bit about that right now, because this was what you were doing for a good chunk of the day yesterday, Derek.
All day yesterday, yeah.
Bright and early, you guys left, right? When did you take off? Because it's a long drive out there.
I took off around 11. I ended up getting there around 1, a little
like
before.
A two-hour drive from the west side of New Hampshire all the way over to the seacoast.
That's
where
right.
It was the first ever Speedo Day. And
yeah.
What was the goal of this event?
Well, it was to normalize the wearing of a Speedo as swimwear for men, which is not socially acceptable
in
the U.S. And it's very comfortable. It's women wear bikinis, women wear one-piece suits. They don't have this fabric dangling down by their legs, giving them a weird tan and keeping water dripping down your leg the whole time, making it extra cold, making it uncomfortable to walk in while it's wet. I've had swim trunks. I've had all different kinds of swimwear. Speedo is by far the most comfortable, and it's just because it's not socially acceptable, I think, that people aren't wearing them.
It's interesting, too, because we talked recently about the social difficulty that women have being topless compared to men, but here you're saying the sort of the reverse is the case, where if men reduce their bottom clothing, then that's socially unacceptable. I want to talk more about it coming up here in moments. Let's get Manzoor on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Manzoor.
Well, I want to make a comment on media's treatment of Trump and Trump's treatment of, whatever he is talking about. I don't agree with some of the comments that he makes because they are flippant. But I tell you, media, in my opinion, is not asking presidential questions. We have some major problems as a nation, one of those being economy. We are down the drain. We are up to our gazoo in debt.
Manzoor, hold that thought. I want to hear more about what you think a good presidential question should be. What would you ask these guys?
Sure.
Hang on. We'll bring it back here after the news if you can stick with us. And, what would you ask, Manzoor, if you were up there and you had these politicians that you know are going to lie to you, what would your question be? 855-450-FREE. You can also answer that question here, too, or bring up anything that's on your mind, plus more Speedo Day and space lettuce all still to come.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw in free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.